Clifton Rebelli.
Grandson.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
Well, it's not Shabbat Nachas from him. Oh, oh, you're checking on everybody else.
They call you Zaidi Saba?
Grandson, you said?
Grandson.
Zeda.
You're going to Torah Chuppah Matzah Torah and Bristol should be Bismano.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Are we ready to rumble?
Yeah.
If you leave this out, that's fine.
And I'm sorry.
No, it's all yours. Yes. I'm terrific if you leave this. I have absolutely no problem. Just letting you know it's going to go. Okay. Okay. Right.
Okay.
I'm not getting involved. Details. Details. Okay. So I just saw the notes on this actually on my original, which I didn't know that I'd done this before. But so I've looked at this piece before on page Kuf Tzadichet, Kuf Tzadichas. The limud should be. Are we looking for any skulas over here?
A first limud
for Tinuk ben Rafa. Something.
Daniela
Chai. That's Hashem. Shalom from Sinuchas. Okay. This week's parsha we're dealing with. Here's Yaakov's story. Get started, right? This week's parsha Yaakov's story. Get started. V'yar v'hini be'er basada. V'yar v'hini be'er basada. And he saw, and behold, there is a well in the field. V'hine sham shlosha edvetzon. And behold, another behold, there are three flocks of sheep, roivtsim aleha, crouching around it, on it, kimina be'er hahi, yashku hadarim, from it the flocks drank, ve'evan ha'gdola al pia be'er, and there's a great stone on the mouth of the well. B'midrash, in the Medrash Rabbah, I started looking at this today when I saw I've done this Medrash, I didn't get very far. Medrash Rabbah, Dorish, Eifanim Shonim B'mashmois Be'er HaSadah. The Medrash is struggling. What does it mean, this well in the field? What's the field? What's the well? V'kolzeh al-pi ha-klal. Everything they discuss over there is according to the rule. She'ein b'torah sipur d'var ba'alma. There's no such thing as a story. Everybody likes to say that Bereshis is a story. I got to speak today to like 20 Reform kids who are in junior high in different public schools. And they're from their synagogue. I don't even know the name of the... I don't know anything about the synagogues in the suburbs. But they had a comparative religion course where they had to visit Jewish institutions. So they came into Or Torah this morning.
Comparative religion usually means different religions.
I know.
They're talking about different...
I know. That was
Orthodox
part of the joke.
That's a different religion.
Right. Well, you might say that. I'm saying, we might say that, but I'm surprised that they say it. So,
who was it that said, when they asked what religion is the closest to...
They should say Chabad. Right. Don't be careful. If Dr. would be here, they would be in trouble. Okay. Zafi Spindel. Okay, yeah, fine. Be not sharing it with him.
I can edit it.
Thank you. So I got to speak with them, and these kids, they didn't know what the word Torah was. They didn't know anything. I'm not kidding. The truth is, I wouldn't put money on any of them being Jewish. There's no way to know.
Right, there's no way to know.
50-50 chance.
Right.
At best.
You know what they say, those people in the Reformed shuls whose last names are Jewish.
Right. Exactly.
70%
right.
They're in the marriage, so
that's
a Jewish
I
father than Sakharov.
I haven't mentioned to you guys, like, I had the black kids in school were Jewish. I made Russian, the men married Russian woman who came, you know, that was it. So... Yeah. So, but they don't know anything. So, but you should know that even in the places where they teach Bereshis, the kids think it's stories. My daughter thinks it's a story. My daughter certainly thinks it's a story. She's in second grade. She thinks it's a story. It's not a story. She says, "Because the apia klal she'im b'toras sipur d'varim ba'alma." There's no such thing as stories. Mekol chilek shabat yesh lomoid haras derech liyudi. In every aspect, every part of the Torah, there is to learn from it the instructions for Jew to be.
So Rabbi McGenzie, who was a mile in St. Louis, and has a son here, there again. So he said that in Europe at one point, you know, some town, you know, said that this rule. So when it became under Russian rule, they limited the school to only like 1 hour a day of Jewish education.
Wow.
So they had to decide what should they learn. So should they learn halacha? Should they learn tefillah? So they decided to learn Bereishis, because from Bereishis you learn how to be a Jew.
That's right. Exactly right. Beautiful. Well, Pisa. Right, on the last line, last word on that, on the sixth line. Pisa efshu gam leva'er inyan be'er besade al derech avodah. And according to that, we could also explain, what does it mean, the well in the field al derech avodah?
What does it mean by al derech avodah?
In a way of, like an avodah Hashem. Al derech, in the context of a derech of avodah Hashem. Yeah, of working on ourselves. Working on ourselves, working towards Hashem. This world is like a field. This world is like a field. That you can make it sprout from it, fruits of the land. Beautiful, wondrous things. It's possible. You can have thorns and thistles coming. And the whole world is like this. In this world, you can come to great heights. And the opposite is the most physical, base, mundane aspects of life. And we could dwell in those your whole life. It says the Torah is
Sam. Is the opposite?
Midach, yeah. It says that the Torah is Sam Hamavis and Sam Achaim. How can the Torah be Sam Hamavis? So they talk about a person that's midas. It's like rain. Like they bring this down. What's lashon kamata lichi in the hazinu? Hazinu Hashemayim talks about how geshem is a Torah is like geshem over and over again. Whatever you have inside, it's going to give you the ability. I remember hearing when I was in high school, like these stories of. I had a friend whose older sister got divorced. He was married to one of the best guys from Brisk. But he used his lumdis in ways to abuse people. He was a brilliant guy. His midos, he had a problem with his midos. And he found it. It's not something, if you and I spoke to him, it seemed like a terrific person. But it adds pichas to whatever you're doing. It adds depth to whatever you're doing. We like to believe that, you know, that it makes us better people. If we're looking and striving to be better people, so then it goes along that way. But a person who has challenges, and it could twist them. So that's what it says. This world, you can grow whatever you want out of it. And when Hashem sends a Jewish soul from a high place, from a place where the souls are hewn from, H-E-W-N, hewn from, to this lowly place, this world. I probably told you guys the A.B. Rottenberg song. Come on, you guys should know. Malachol, no, I don't want to go. Na 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 na. Okay, so the neshama is being taken from the world. And says, I don't want to go down there. Why would I want to go there? Here I get to sit with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And then it goes through a whole 80 years, and then the same Malach comes back to take him from this world. He says, no, I have so much more work to do. Right? So that's what we're talking about. When he's taken from the place from underneath the Kisei Kavod, and he's brought down to this world. Heichin loy be'er besadeh. Hashem says, you know what? You're not going to be all on your own. You're going to have a well. Hashem prepared for him a be'er in this sadeh. The place is dry. It's hard to. But what are you going to use to bring it to life? Makor yanika, a source of. Okay, I don't know yanika. We talk about nursing, but there's a drawing sustenance from. Makor yanika memenu yuchal linok. A person can sustain himself. Linok kedusha. Kidei lemale yuda, in order to fill his purpose v'tafkido, and the reason why he's here, ba'olam, the world. And there's a number of things which can be considered the be'er in the person's field. Makor ha'yanika l'yehudi, the place that a Yehudi can draw sustenance from. So what do you guys want to say? What is he going to say? Don't look on. What is he going to say? No, forget it. I don't care what he's going to say. What is your makor ha'yanika? What is your be'er? You don't have to share if it's too private. What's that?
I mean, you want more than Torah?
I want your be'er. where do you get your sustenance from?
Their own individual bear.
Yeah, you just said it. When Hashem sends a person down from the high place down here, he prepares him a bear in the field, a place for him to get his kedusha.
Individually prepares a different one for each.
Well, he's going to give the general ones. That's what he has to paint. He's not, you know, it'd be nice if we could raise him, you know, his neshama back here, and he could tell us individually what we're supposed to be doing. But he's going to tell us generally. But we each have to know what a be'er is. I wouldn't, you know, I wish I knew you better. But music is a be'er for you.
I was before the last line, or I thought it was more of a universal thing.
He's going to give us universal, but I don't. But every person has to know where they get there. You know, yours can be from a particular rabbi, yours can be from a particular limud, a particular. And he's going to talk anything he talks about in general. You have to find what aspect does it for you, even in his general ones. Okay, but you're not like the next guy. You enjoy lechadori, and the next guy can't take a, you know, hates songs, and he, you know, he does much better when he gets to learn a black gemara when everybody's asleep. When he gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and that's when he gets his gishmak out of his, or his time with his kids gives him unbelievable sleep because he works all week and he sends them to school, and then he gets the payback on chat, whatever it is, but. So, Mike, you going to share yours? Oh, come on.
I just did.
Oh, he did. That's his bear. That's true. The truth be told, there's some people's bear.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it depends what it does for a person. I know when I was in, until like the second year I got married, I was a big crier on Purim. I would just cry and cry and cry and cry and cry. And I got married and something happened. But I pretty much stopped crying. I dried up after a year or two. I don't cry anymore.
Why would you cry?
I cried because I felt like I was probably beating myself up too much when I was crying. But that all came out on Purim. Like all year round, I was like, I could be doing better. But somehow, after I got married, I don't know if everything, how did that change? I don't know. My sheep was changed, or I just started to accept myself, you know, after you start growing up a little bit. So, and you know. Okay. But you have to know what your be'er is. This could be a be'er. I'm serious. Honestly, this could be a be'er. You think when they speak about the Lubavitch Rebbe, used to do mamash drink by his things. They've had the, I don't know what they call this stuff, 770. I don't know what they had. That wasn't 770. They have stuff called 77.
Yes, sir.
777, right? So, but they would. He wasn't stam. They say the Arizal took a nap on Shabbos afternoon for 2 hours. Right? That wasn't stam. I was just reading how of course the Avos used to involve themselves with Gashmias, and something we can't do. You know, they had a whole tikkun of Gashmias. Our way is primarily Torah, but there were Yechidim who knew how to do things. When they talk about the Amshanav, a couple of our Chavarim here in the Kolo, they go nuts when they hear about the Amshanav. The Amshanav does everything 2 days late. Literally does everything 2 days late. He says Kiddush Shabbos, so he won't do any Malacha from the time Shabbos actually hits. But he says Kiddush. It could be he only says Kiddush like Shabbos afternoon right before Shkiyah. You know? And then everything continues from there. He doesn't say Abdullah till Tuesday morning. He doesn't, but everything is like, they say that the joke they say is like, you know, he just came out last week that Trump won. He said Trump's going to win. It's like, but that, those are the kind of jokes that come out. But he really lives on a different plane. I think it was Shlomo Zalman Orbach said they've sent around, passed around, I told you guys this. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they passed around a letter to put the Amshanav in Kherim. He said, they can't do this kind of things. You know, get everybody's thing away. People learn the wrong things and they don't know. So Shlomo Zalman, apparently, they say that he refused to sign. He said, listen, I don't know the cheshbonos, but I'll tell you, I eat for a half hour and I bench for 5 minutes. He eats for 5 minutes and benches for a half hour. I'm not getting near him. How can I sign it? Somebody, okay, he's different. Okay, agreed. So you have to understand that it is such a concept. Okay. And here goes the Slana Rebbe. V'roish l'kol hu inin Shabbos Kodesh. I just want to point out, because I would have expected him to start with something else. Very often you find in his Torah, so say Shabbos is the last thing to kind of tie things together. Here he says it's the first thing. V'roish l'kol is Shabbos Kodesh. Shehi b'chinas be'er b'sada, that is considered a well in a sada, which actually brings up the question: Is Sunday really the first day of the week? They talk about Tuesday being the last day which draws from the previous Shabbos, and Wednesday starts from the coming Shabbos. So maybe the week starts on Wednesday. and it has 3 days before Shabbos. Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Shabbos is the centerpiece.
Shabbos is the centerpiece. It's the bear in the middle of the sun. I wonder. So he says Shehi Bechinas Be'er Basada. That is the well in the field. Makor Hayinikelu Yehudi Ha'bonu Mazeh. It's a source of all sustenance to the Jew in this world. The Isa B'Zohar Kodesh, like it says in the Zohar. Shekol. I think we read this line before. Shekol Birkayin De'Le'elo Le'Tato B'Yom Hashvi Italian. All the blessings above and below. What does that mean? Come on Shabbos. What does it mean? The higher blessing, who are bracha l'anashim gedolim, the tzaddikim all draw their sustenance, the ilai la'ela, those ones they draw their sustenance from Shabbos. Ubechon detatun, how about the simple people? Haynu l'anashim hashvam biyozer, the simplest, lowest, the people also draw sustenance from Shabbos. Shabbos has something for everybody. Shehein ha'ochsim b'madregos ha'gvos b'yoso v'hein ha'nimtzoyim b'tachle shval ha'matzav. Those who are holding in the highest levels and those who are the simplest, lowest levels, shiflos, lowest. Kulam yonkim heim shefa bracha v'chiyos men Shabbos Kodesh. Everybody gets chiyos for Shabbos. That means the Jew who spends, imagine the people who spend the Shabbos in the worst way possible. I don't want to talk about people who mechal the Shabbos. Anybody who at least keeps Shabbos. But you see the guys who are shmuzin in the back of the shul. My heart goes out for these guys. Literally, my heart goes out for these guys. But yeah, I was in Milwaukee for Shabbos. And he had some guys in the back of the shul. There's mechitza. And they're behind the mechitza, sitting back, feet up. Literally, while everything's going on, called Shabbos. And my heart just goes out for these guys. But those guys are also, I don't know, you never know who's high and who's low. You know, the guy who's wearing the shtreimel might also, you know, you never know what he is.
His mind is in the back.
But even on the chitzon, right? Even on the chitzonis, you judge by the chitzonis, which you shouldn't do. But if you would, they also are drawing unbelievable sustenance from Shabbos. It keeps them going the whole week. They don't know it. V'zeu omro, and you know what I like? I always like, it says that l'chadodi is the only time during the week where we turn around. And the people who are on the mizrach band now in the back of the shul. And the schlepper who's in the back of the shul is all of a sudden at the front. That's the pnimius of Shabbos. V'zeu omro. Kimina be'er hahi yashko adamin. That's why it says in the pasuk. And from this be'er, they would give all the flock to sheep to drink. Shaka amor, like we said, kolalas kulam. It includes everybody. From those who are on the highest level to those who are on the lowest point.
What's
diuta? It means like what do you call one of those things on a measuring cup that has a little niche? That's just like, it means the bottom rung. Yeah. Even when a Jew is found so low, he's a sheep. No matter how low, he can get chizuk from that sustenance. He could give expression, he can execute hayud, the point that he was sent for the world for. And I looked up this name. I actually saw this coming, and I looked up this name. This is Shalom Dov Yehuda. That's his name, Shalom David Yehuda. He was made Rebbe at age 20 approximately in 1932, and he went away. He died in the Holocaust in 43, 44.
Cheshvan. Rebbe of.
He's a Slonim Rebbe. He was in the Slonim when they had different groups. They're in different places. This one.
This man's father.
I don't know, because he was already in Israel by the time that happened. Adonai Moreno Rabbeinu. Yeah, he would say Avi Murray. He would have, right. Adonai Moreno Rabbeinu. No, he would say Avi Murray. Right, if it was his father, because I don't think the son of Rabbi. I think he was a nephew. I don't think things was came as direct. But there are a couple of these. I think he was actually. It said he was in Slon Baranovich, which is with Rav Wasserman. So. I don't know. Okay, so like he says, Hashem Yinkem Domei, Shabbos Kodesh v'chinas v'chagor nas naklani. Like we say in Eshes Chayim, the chagor, the belt, she gives to the merchant. Aderech hatoveh bayam. What does it mean, a belt? What's this belt? Aderech hatoveh bayam, somebody who's flailing around and drowning at sea. She'im yeshlu chagoras hatzalah. If a guy has a life, not boat, but a life ring, tube, saver, whatever they are. Then he can hold on to it and he can be saved. That's what Shabbos is. A person can be flailing around all week. And he has this one cord. It's a life belt. Even the guy who's the farthest away, he's a Knani, he's called cursed. The cursed one, he has this lifeline.
Yeah, that's a veiled reference to the Jew who's off a derech?
I think so. It sounds like you think a person who's mamish at the bechin of a Knani.
Doesn't mean merchant, means like a guy.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's explaining. They does the lowest, most horrible things, Rahmana Litzlan. The guy's gone. He does the worst things we can imagine. Kemaisa Eretz Kanan. Even like the Kananim, Gamla Nashim Ke'elu, Hashab is Kodesh, Havurim, Chagos, Etzala, it's a lifeline, Le'achis, by to hold on to, Le'natsim, Me'yavin, Me'tzilasam, from the Lashon Yavin also can mean like
the. Only if they know and try to use it, or.
I don't know. Listen, the Hasidim could be big Rachmanim, Mike. They could be big Rachmanim. I don't know what you need to do to tap into Shabbos. In Lamed Vav, I don't know if you're into Lamed Vav, of Shlomo Carbach's stories. So they wrote this book, a great book. I'm trying to remember which we have with this one, but I'll take very, very short. This could take a half hour if you wanted to. But because there's a family that I don't remember which one the tzaddikim it was. I think it was a chosid from Lublin. So he left the house. They had just enough money for Shabbos, but after he left his house, his wife opens the cabinets, and he left for Shul. His wife opens the cabinets of Shabbos, and she sees he has no more left there. And she checks her purse; she has not a cent left. They spent their last cents on the food. She's going crazy. She's looking, running all over the house. Nothing. It's 5 minutes before Lucas, and she runs outside. Nobody. Everybody's at home. Some people walk by. Nobody has anything. Finally, she sees his carriage pulling around the corner, and it's a playboy, a guy who's like, you know, rich, completely lost from anything Jewish. Pulling by, she stands in the middle of the street, she waves him down, she says, please, can you spare 2 rubles? She says, 2 rubles, he takes out a 20, he says, no, I just need 2. He says, 2, you want 2, I'll give you 2. And she turns and she says, I bless you that the light of Shabbos should enter your heart. You should feel the light of Shabbos. Nice. Thanks. Goes on. And he's going, of course, to one of his lady friends, and you know, he's riding, ripping, ripping. In the meantime, the chos is in davening, and he comes up to Shemayim, and there's this tumult. All the malachim are going crazy. He says, what's wrong? He says, it's enough that you caused the stars. You know what your wife did? She wanted to give this iceberg, this good for nothing. She wanted to give him the light of Shabbos. What did he ever do to deserve the light of Shabbos? Stay with, what's she doing? Why are you guys getting involved in our business? He says, listen, look at the guy. Has he ever had the life Shabbos in life? Look at his background. He was brought up in this house, then you know, horrible. He never had the chance. Give him the life Shabbos for 5 minutes, okay? I'm sure. Give him the life Shabbos for 5 minutes. You know, hold tongue, fine. The guy's riding along the road now. All of a sudden, he feels this. Everything starts looking different. He's like, what's going on? And he's like, what am I doing? And he pulls the horses back around, and he goes back to the corner where he met the lady, and he looks for the, he says, the enemy see the rabbits, and he knocks on the door. Now they say he's one of the big rabbits. But what the light of Shabbos did for 5 minutes for a Jew. Sorry, Mike, you got to give it to everybody. That should be a diamond. That should be a twill of the Sarah Shabbos. Mike, you're going to text me before Shabbos? Text me before Shabbos. Ready? We're gonna text each other before Shabbos. I don't have your cell phone number, by the way. We gotta get that number. But text before Shabbos. We're gonna dive in for that. We should have the light of Shabbos should touch our neshamas and one neshama who's disconnected. Okay. By the way, if you guys have any friends, acquaintances, colleagues that want to do some learning 101, we Tuesday night, you know what we do with the Jewish learning together? Do you know what the Kola does? The Kola started a program a number of months ago, where once a month, where people invite a non-religious friend to sit and learn in a power of place, usually JCC or something like that, and they get together and the Torah happens. So if you're interested, let me know, and you could either have somebody who you want to invite, or whatever, they have different ways of doing it. Okay. Now we can explain the continuation of the pasuk. There are three different flocks of sheep who are sitting around it. Shiyish b'Shabbos Kodesh. These are the three different times, three different periods in Shabbos Kodesh. She connect them Gimel Sudas Shabbos. The three different Shabbos, the three different Sudas of Shabbos represent Leil Shabbos Kodesh, Yomo, Viravid Deravin, night, day, and Shalosh Sudas. Literally means the Ratzon of Ratzonos. Right? So the it should be Ratzon before you. So that's the Shalosh Shudas is called the one of the highest heights. If you also notice that the davenings for the three, there's the only day of the year is one of my favorite horrors. The only day of the year that the three Shachas, Menachah, Marabah, three different Shemoneh Esrei. No other day of the year. Now Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, not Sukkot, nothing. You have the three tefillos, Marav, Shachas, and Menachah, three different tefillos. Never. That should shake us. Like, what the heck is going on? If you want, you can see, just look very, very clearly. Night is Bria Sa'olam, Shabbos morning is Matan Torah, and Shalosh Shudas is Mashiach. Those things parallel. It's just clear. Very clear. Yes.
Say again. Night is
both history.
Kriyas Olam.
Shabbos morning is Yismach Moshe B'mat Naschalkoi. Is the Torah being given? And then
that's why I never knew why. What is that? In our Siddur in the morning.
Okay, what's our Siddur?
Stolen Kalina Siddur. We don't say Zechun Masavirish. The end of that Keta. It ends, Zechun Masavirish. Because the morning is not the Zman of.
It's right, the night before. It's Matan Torah time. The question is, I'm saying, also.
Did you have to repeat it?
But you see those things. If you look at Shemoneh Esrei, it will leap out at you. Just look at the Shemoneh Esrei those three times, that will leap out at you. Three completely different things. They talk about each one is also a chasna followed by a suda. The suda is like mamish, like you have first you have a chuppah and then you have a suda. So you have a chuppah by night, you have a chuppah by morning, and you have a chuppah by shalosh shudas. Different aspects of what's happening, the development of the relationship. Okay, but I think that horror alone is very powerful. Okay, the Gimel Itim Elu, and these three times, Metaknim Him as Bechinas Nefesh, Ruach, Uneshama Shayhudi. It fixes the three different things. The highest one, the way it is really backwards. The Nefesh is what rests in us. Ruach is the next one up, and the Neshama is on top of that. Just very, 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 very brief, right? Vina Fash is the thing that rests. It's something inside of us that deals with our actions and the lowest levels. Ruach is our ability to speak, and it's impacted by that. And the Neshama is the stuff that's impacted by our machshavos. So those three things get fixed. Uka'amar bezemer ka'echsof. Like you're saying, ka'echsof. Hashabbos, noam ha'neshamos, v'ashvii, oneg havruchos, v'eden ha'nefashos. We see those three things are represented, like in the zemer of ka'echsof, she'shabbos kodesh yitikun v'aliyah l'kol gimel chalkei ha'neshama. Shabbos kodesh is a tikun for these things. V'amro, and it says, v'aven agdol api be'er. There's a great stone on top of your be'er, buddies. You're not getting any water. You're not getting any water. Evan hu yetzahara. K'maymer Chazal, Shu Echad Meshivas Hashemos Shenikra Yitzhar. This Yitzhar has seven names. One of them is Evan. K'mod Yisa, stone, the stone. K'mod Yisa, like it says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, V'hasivoisi. I looked that one up. V'hasivoisi es leiv ha'Evan mipsarchem, and I remove the stone heart from your flesh. I'll rip that out, and then you're going to have a real heart. V'zeu ha'evan ha'gdola shapia be'er. That's the great stone on top of this, our place of drawing sessions. Check this out. This is important. Shayetzahara misgabir b'miyuchid alihudi b'voi ha'shabbos. The Yetzahara comes particularly and specially with power on Shabbos. La'ato mocho, to close up a person's mind, v'libo in his heart, shelo yuchal linoik mebe'er ha'shabbos kodesh. So he can't draw from that place of sustenance. That is the real time of strengthening of the Yetzirah. Even more than it draws a person to horrible taivos. Even more important than it getting you to do bad is to keep you away from the places.
The person who doesn't really know that much about Shabbos, you know, we said, oh, well, he is getting it, but he's not because
Yetzirah is in his way. Right, you're saying there's some work has to be done in order to roll the be'er. We have to find out what the rolling, how does a person roll the be'er? What's the koach of Yaakov, right? Koach of Yaakov is supposed to be able to roll the Evan off the bear. Very nice. But they talk about Erev Shabbos, that the Yetzirah of anger comes. But it has to be also an aspect of Shabbos.
So when is Erev Shabbos?
I don't mean Lel Shabbos.
Yeah, I know. So when does the Yetzirah coming to you?
Right? No, he's not talking about that one. He's not talking about the Yetzirah of Erev Shabbos. He's saying on Shabbos itself, there's the Yetzirah. I don't know. Usually when there's fighting in a house on Erev Shabbos, which is sometimes is inevitable, not inevitable, challenging, enough for there not to be, but then Shabbos doesn't always come in with the same ruach. Things are already displaced. But it's always in the hachanos that the Yetzirah gets going. When you're supposed to be doing your hachanos, so Yetzirah is doing his hachanos also. They talk about the base, I think they say with Rav Huttner, the Alter Shlobotka came in one time and said, Lou, where's your chavrusa? And he said, whatever. So he said, tomorrow I want you to have a chavrusa. We don't want one guy's landing alone. So he said, no problem. Tomorrow comes back, the guy's still landing alone. So he says, no, I told you, I said I have a chavrusa. I'm learning from my Yitzhar. He's smarter than me, he's been along with me, he gets here before I do, he's better prepared. Da-da-da-da. You know, it's like a bigger masmid than I am. You know? But the Yitzhar is ready, whenever you're getting ready, the Yitzhar is also getting ready. Okay. It's a little bit hard for me then, actually, this line, to read that the Yetzirah is even stronger on Shabbos. What it does sometimes is it tells you you're not really connected to Shabbos. It sometimes says, yeah, you're not really in the mood. You're like, okay, so you're just going through the motions. To really connect to the Be'er, you have to believe that Shabbos is there regardless, and it's just the Yetzirah telling you you're not really connected. Other than that, Shabbos usually it's... I don't connect to this line, but exactly.
Isn't the unit at 6 o'clock in the morning every weekday? But on Shabbos, it's like I have to get up at 7? Like, or 7:30? Like, and all of a sudden, it becomes a tircha.
Sure.
It's a big schmack to wake up at 7:30 every weekday.
I call Kavod, you don't have that problem on Sunday. Okay? All right. The Ma'achas Shabbos Kodesh, he keresh hatzala liyudi. After the Shabbos Kodesh is like a beam, flotsam, yeah, plank, like a flotsam. What do you say? FLOTSAM. Come on, that's the word, right?
Flotsam.
Come on.
But that's really like.
It's a plank. Yeah. Right, so it's something that a person's holding on to in the ocean when everything's. So, Sha'achri Shanafa B'meshach Kol Shavuot, when a person's fallen all week, Yachol Hu Shuv Lischadesh Ayidei Nika Dekudush Meshabbos Kodesh. He could renew himself through Shabbos. Al Kain Meskabe Yitzahara Be'ikr Be'zeh. So that's when the Yitzahara gets really going. Lola Nicha Likanesh Yikanes Be'kudush Shabbos. He can't come to the Kudush Shabbos. Aderech Mashal Le'machama Ben Benis Medinos. Here it is, a mashal between a war between two countries. She'em tzoi hayail biyoser, the best medium lahachnia hatzad shekeneged, to fight to conquer to subdue the other side. Who aidei she'osim matzur alayev by oyev alayev made by making a siege. Thank you so much on the enemy. Ve'ein manicham manichem leikanis mayim amaslem etinasei. Don't let anything come in. Starve him out. Then he gives up without any, you know, he doesn't have any choice. Al derech zeh yitzhar hamasukin biyoser. The worst yitzhar who mashinotum yehudis makoris hayinikad kedusha. He takes away from a Jew his sources of sustenance. Wow. Vazer atzasa. And this is the Eitzah. V'nes v'shama kol adoyim v'galulis evin ma'apia be'er. Get all the shepherds together and let them roll off from the mouth of the be'er. K'moshe pirshu rabbi sena kadosh ma'amu chazal. Like it says in Bereshis Rabbah, Omra Shabbos levinei kodosh baruch hu. Shabbos came crying to Hashem at the end of Maisa Bereshis. L'kulam nesata ben zug. Every other day has a ben zug. Okay, there's machlokas whether Sundays is Mondays and Tuesdays is Wednesdays and Thursdays is Fridays, or Sundays is Wednesdays and Mondays is Thursdays and Tuzdays is Fridays. But whatever that is, v'linoi nesata, and you didn't give me a ben zug. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael yeh ben zugcha. The Jews will be your partner. Behind him, the Knesset Yisrael, mash Yehudim miskansim. Why we call Knesset Yisrael? When we get together, Yachad, Misachdim, Biskashus Pnimis, and we're unified in a deep with deep connections, Zehu Ben Zug Shabbos Kodesh. That parallels Shabbos. That's what Shabbos needs in order to really work. Hayakad Rachok Mimenim Od, an individual, a loner, very hard. Lagia Lakedusha Hilayas for Shabbos Kodesh to get to the heights of Shabbos. Shubachin is Kodesh Kedoshim. Ve'im Koycha Ligla Zevin. He can't get this stone off. When a bunch of Yidden get together, as Jews can be united, and they roll it off together, then they could draw the sweet, sweet waters of Shabbos.
Again, in this storyline, all the shepherds couldn't get the rock off. Right?
They could, but they got together. Just Yaakov didn't wait for them.
Right, okay.
There has to be another koach aside from Shabbos, which has to be Yaakov, which is going to have to make this happen. Which
we didn't think it almost seems like implicit that doing Shabbos on your own is going to be difficult.
Yes.
You need a kahila.
It's a point of point.
Find that true.
Yeah.
I mean, I do love going away for Shabbos occasionally, but I'm lacking in the Shabbos. There's no question about it.
Right.
It's a very communal religion, but to be very firm on your own is not the same.
But this seems to imply it's more than just a psychological aspect. I mean, not just a psychological, sociological thing. But here it seems like, you know, the Shabbos experience.
Oh, it's metaphysical.
Intrinsically, metaphysically, is a communal experience.
Yeah, the people you have to wonder about again, as always, are the Chabad people. They're all alone for years, and all they have is
they have family at least.
No, but
they have all the guests.
The guests are not at Friday nights. You never know. There's something. Yes, sometimes not. And the months that they go by in dry spells and.
Yeah, so I'm supposed to in smaller towns, right? I mean, it's hard enough if you're just on a college campus in a major city, but if you're in the middle of nowhere, some of them are. You know.
The doctors told me that they just opened this year. They opened finally their last. They opened up a Chabad house in the last state that didn't have a Chabad house, South Dakota. Last year that they opened the next to last state, which was Mississippi. I'm so surprised there's no Chabad after Mississippi, but now they have a Chabad somewhere in Mississippi. So, okay. Kamochin, I think I'm a little bit dry. I think I have another Chaim. Kamochin, it's not going to work for me. Kamochin, HaTorah, Hibechinas, Be'er, Besadeh, Mekorheni, Kadiri. Torah is also. Shema Torah, Yoneku, Esayanika, Dikdusha. From Torah, a person can get holy sustenance, and from the Be'er did the flocks, were the flocks watered, any situation a person is, he can get Kedusha from Torah. Demagni umatzli, it protects and it saves. Bein be'inah da'asikba, bein be'inah da'asikba, times when you're there, you're not. They say the mugin is always when you helping you, even when you before the a hatsala is when you're already in danger and you need to be saved. A mugin is before you begin engaged. You're in danger. You're endangered. I just saw Maisa from a Biederman. He brought down a Maisa. He said there's a fellow who married off 15 kids, and by his last Shabbat brachos of his last kid, he got up on the chair with all of his kids and grandkids and friends and neighbors all around him. He said, Hashem didn't help me at all. And he's like, okay, he's a little elderly, maybe we can call the, you know, Beitz Kenim, you know, the old age. He's losing it. He said, Hashem didn't help me. He said, Hashem did everything. Hashem didn't help me. I did Hashem. Everything. That's from Rabbi Nishma. Because there's a Koach HaTorah, which is mugging. Whether you're working on it, you're not working in it, it's always there for you. V'zos hinam b'madregos ha'gvoros b'yoser. This is on the highest heights, that to get to the highest heights you need Torah, and also on the lowest. I have Yetzirah for the Yetzirah down there at the bottom, the depths. I also have Torah. Helps even against the lowest Yetzirah. They say in the curve circles that the way the best curve happens when you just crack above a comma with a fresh guy and you just go start going through sukkahs with him. There were three flocks. Merumiz, Bezek, Chazal, he wants to say this time, is coming from the Shabbos. Baruch Achmona de Yoivlen Oron Tlisai, La'am Tlisai, Alide Tlisai. Blessed is God, the Rachaman, that He gave us a Torah of three to a nation of three through the threesome. So, I have to go through the Gemara over there.
Through the three.
I think the three, I thought were Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. There's a threesome that gave Torah to the Yidden who are broke up into three parts, which are the Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. And I think that the three aspects I thought was Torah, Levim, and Ksuvim, but it's still a little bit. I don't know if he's talking about Matan Torah, because then how do the three line up? Do you guys have any other threes for me?
Threes that would be fundamental.
But did they give us Torah?
Well, we assume they kept the Torah.
They lived the Torah, right?
The three different manifestations of their lives.
So you should look up the open of this Quran Shabbos. Well, maybe I send you. That should be a note for me. Okay. So Evan Agdola up here, Be'er. And what's the great stone? Hainu dafka mashum shekoach haTorah gadol v'chazak kol kach. Since the koach of Torah is so great, shal yado yachal Yehudi lechalitz mikol hamatzavim, he can free himself from all situations. Lechein ha'evan agdola api ha'peir, therefore you need a big stone there. She yitzahor misgava Yehudi hein v'pashtos shalai yasuk Torah. In two ways. Number one, the simple way, to keep you distracted. Yeah, come on, it's so cold outside. You're going to go to the shir. Really, this week, you're going to go to the shir. You get a recording, right? V'gam kisha adam is gaber kenegdov ozubadon. Even when a person says, no, I'm going, and he wants to learn Torah, mach nispo az yetzuhar pnios machshav ezeris. Yetzuhar puts in there all kinds of other not... Pnios are like all the reasons to do things, distractions, and strange thoughts. But there also you have the way out of it. Get all the flocks together. Roll it off. The Gemara says that you need when you have a group, then it will stick with you. The Yachid can't come to Torah, like it says in the Chazal, there's a sword on the Badim, which means those who are bodeid, those who are alone. Benoalo, and they're left or disgraced. Shekasher lomed biyachidos, when a person learns alone, shoto by kochas as a tzirachim. Wow. The Yitzhar comes, mishkach tomuda, and the person forgets it. You have a question then, like what do you do with people like the Chazalish?
Right. Extremely strong language.
Very strong. Rak b'kocha rabim. Just when there's a multitude, kashen neves v'shama kol adorim, when everybody gets together, shalom tar habarabim, they don't tar together. Zeu koch miyuchot shayado v'gilu to evan api aver. That's through this that they have the power to roll off the evan. That's a very strong, challenging. Very challenging line, because we don't. It's not normal for us to have somebody like the Chazon Ish. Somebody brought to my attention, like, there's a, you know, who's our Shiva base? Of Daniel Lehrfeld? So Daniel Lehrfeld, I remember him talking about what's the difference between the writings of the Chazon Ish and the writings and Reb Chaim of Risk. Since Reb Chaim of Risk, everybody, it's like, you're not going to find a home or, you know, of any serious Ben Torah for sure has it, and every shul has it. He says Chazon Ish not so much. You find people, nobody reads through his stuff, Kisader. It's not like as didn't will it make into a shul. He said this is the difference. So the difference is the person do it all alone, and the person do it with the chabur. He says that the Reb Chaim, every chiddush he had, he brought it to the group, and they, you know, they worked it out. Yes, no, right? It's tested and tried. It's a little bit different. They're saying it's because tested and tried with the chabur, and the minds together. And you're talking about the learning itself. It's a very challenging line. Okay, let's keep it going. We have a couple minutes. Let's go. But Odiyesh Bechinas Be'er Besad, another concept. Where else do we get our energy from? Shuhu Amud Havoda VeTfilah. Avoda and Tfilah. Sheikar Inyana Shal Tfilah Hudvekas VaHashem. At the heart of davening, right, it says, Neftuli Hashem Neftalti. By Neftali, it says that Rashi brings different things. One of the things is the Lashon Ptil. The Lashon Ptil means the Lashon of fighting, engaging, grasping. Dveikus Hashem. Tefillah means grasping onto Hashem. Shebetfila misyachid Yehudi im Abim Shabashmaim and Mistabing L'Hashem Yisbarach. Through davening, a person is unified with his Father in heaven and is connected to Hashem. And that maintains, it keeps his chiyus, his spiritual chiyus. Vizem room has been in Shloish Ritzon, those are the three. Ritzon Shem Kima, Edom Shot Tfilah Shem, is Yakim, Yudel, Emerson. Those are the times when a person has a quiet time with God. Kamaimer Hakasav, like it says in Tehillim, Erev Voki with Tzaraim, Asicha, the Ehene, the Yishmakoili, and on night and in the morning and the afternoon, I will speak and I will almost groan. I will, that means like a sound connected to yearning. And he'll hear my voice, and he will hear my voice, and he hears my voice. Sha'idei zeh, ba'idei zeh, mechadesh shuv, a person's renewed, meskayim es hakasher im yisparach, a connection to Hashem. Ve'am gedol lapi ha'be'er, and now this great stone again, shekasher Yehudi omid betfila, when as soon as a person steps into Shmoneh Esrei, matvido yitzahar v'betido yisba bulim, the Yetzirah gets them distracted. So you don't feel like you stand in front of God. You think about everything else. Says, these with Rechav, these ones have chariots, and these ones have Susim. And us, we mentioned the name of Hashem. So usually you think it means for war, right? They have this, they have, these guys have fighter jets, and these guys have tanks, and we have Hashem. They say, no, it's about travel. This guy takes him, he needs a car to get away. This guy needs a horse or a plane to get away. We just say Hashem, Hashem, and we're gone. So, how do I? We should be connected. That's the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara, how do you work it out? Get all the Jews together. The Pashtas, two different levels. Number one, the simple level. The Chazal knew what they were doing when they made a Tzibur. It's not for the sake of a minute, it's for you. The only way you can roll the Be'er off is for you. Make it to that mini, not like Mike's like...
Yeah, I'm just wondering, do you feel you have more kavana when you're having
Yechidus? It's a double-edged sword. I mean, a lot of times you say, I'm not... It's 6:45 a.m. I need another 10 minutes. You don't have another 10 minutes. This is when the davening starts, you know, like, be ready.
That's a good chassid. Yeah. There's a good chassid who says, I need another 10 minutes. You know, well, they usually say another 8 hours.
Just to clear your head, you know. But on the other hand, you know,
I've never thought of the dominion helping me have a mess.
Really?
I'm not conscious of feeling a sense. Maybe it's... I shouldn't say that. I'm dominating by myself sometimes. Oh, God,
if you're not into it and you're dominating by yourself,
I could talk to Hashem in my own language when I'm by myself. But in the tour of Tefillah, I get lost. I feel like I coast. I do ride the crest of a minion. I really feel like it's like a wave. And whatever I get, I know that it's from the schus of the people I'm standing with. I feel it. I really do. This one really I connect to very well. Okay.
It's also interesting that, you know, women who's, you know, who complain about saying, why can't we have Tefillah but Sefer and go for it? You know, we need the chizuk, the crutch of having Tefillah but Sefer, because we tend to be weak-minded. You know, so it's so funny. It's like theoretically they should be in high majority. They don't need the chiyuv of Tefillah but Sefer.
Right.
And it's like no, this, give it to us.
That's right. We need all the sheep together. Okay. Like Chazal set up for us that we should be in a congregation. This is the concept of the mighty God will not be disgusted at the tefillah of the community. Through the power of a communal tefillah, that's what helps the world off. The Yoser, that was the Pashtus. The Yoser had Pim Maimer Maran, Maran Haran Malkovich, who was also one of the Slanim Mashpim, Chasayon Lena and Torah Savos. Sha'asara Yehudim Hamispal Lemiachat, 10 Jews that dam together. Hainam Tzibur Chitzoni, they are an external group. Ach, Kashahim Mukushar Miachat. When they really are not just standing the same way. Okay, sometimes you're going at center, a tenth guy. You know, and the 10th guy walks in, okay, nobody knows anything, then a shtiebel, and whatever it is, or the guy does your favor. They see one of the jokes. so classic, it's such a Jewish thing. So somebody's walking by a shtiebel and somebody says, it's center, I need a 10th guy. And the guy steps in, okay, I'll help you. He steps in and there's 4 guys there. He says, you said the 10th guy. He said, when we have a mini, I'll let you be the 10th. So, when they're connected really, piskashas pnimis, with a real inner connection, harezet sibur pnima. That's an internal sibur. There's such a concept, and you have this. I'm telling you, go to
so
the
nafka mina between.
Go to the yeah.
To be stam 10 people and 10 people who are davening.
Yes.
A team.
And they want to be there, and there's people for sure. People know together, and they get together for simchas. They get together for Torah. They get together for avodah. To have really something like that is unbelievable. Do you have this sometimes in like kolos?
Yeah, these especially. Guys really feel like a team.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys ever have extra time. We have, of course, nobody have extra time. But if you have time that you want to invest a little bit more in, even in davening. Okay, I like our minion very much. It's 6:45. I love that minion. But there's another minion which I just found out about is the Weizner kolos minion. You know, there's Weizner Kolos, right? So on the other side of the park, then Beis Yitzchak, the side room of Beis Yitzchak, that's where they learn. And they have a minion, I think, starts at 7:25, and I think it's finished like 8:15. Maybe even a little later than that. Maybe they, oh, no, I think it's a brachos at 7:15. And then they start like, whatever. But it's really nice. Really nice. It's like 12 guys, very small.
Do you have 12 guys in that Kolos?
No, but some, you know, yeah, I think so. Okay, when they have the pnimis, and that's really special. But tefillah im tzibur pnimi who school miyachadas that has a special school of legololo as a even mapia be'er. Is that it? Oh, we have a little bit more. The kol ha'inyanim halalu is nu b'shabbos kodesh atzma. You should know all these aspects also show up on Shabbos. The Kumayim Chazal says the Torah brings this. Shemoshu benu amel Hashem es barach. Moshu benu says to Rabbanu Shloim kishisua nechnasim la'aretz. Zeponel karmai, zeponel zeso, this one goes to his vineyard, this one goes to his orchard. The Torah mate alel, what's going to be with Taiva? Which Moshe represents Torah. Zeso is his olive tree. What's that?
Isn't it similar to the machlokes between Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and the
other one? Yeah, when you get an asuk b'Torah, right?
Yeah.
Right. So Moshe turns around, Shalom, what's Hashem say? Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu. I gave Shekula Torah, right?
Mm-hmm.
I gave you Shabbos, which is whole, its entirety is Torah. And people, I told you guys this to you, right? There are people who get a good shluch on Erev Shabbos sometimes, so that they can learn all Shabbos night. Want to try it this week?
Did they nap Erev Shabbos?
Yeah, you want to try it this week? Okay, you can't have Erev Shabbos.
It's not going to happen.
What would happen if we sat on the table at 7 o'clock? And we said, we're not getting up to 7 in the morning. Okay, what time is it? What time is it? 6?
No.
6 o'clock. 5:45. Want to give it a shot? We want to give it a shot this week?
My crust.
No, thank you.
What? What do you mean, no thank you? Okay, we have to talk. Okay. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisatel Mas HaShabbos Shekulu Torah. I gave you Shabbos, which is all Torah. The Pashtus HaPir Shek Shabbos Kodesh Rizman Shabbos Efshar Lomu Torah. That's the time that a person could learn Torah. But you know what? The words don't sound like that. Shekulu Torah don't sound like...
Whether you learn or not, it's...
Right. It sounds like in its essence is Torah. V'yesh Lomar Od Inyan Shabbos Shekulu Torah Shayideh HaShabbos Kodesh Efshar Lagi L'Kol HaMadrego Shol Torah. Okay, so that's our Derech HaVodah. You can get to all the levels just with Shabbos Kodesh. You can do all the Madrigos of the Torah. I learned, there's a Talmud Chacham who was learned in Panovich when he was younger, and the Hasidish guys would sit there and sing for 2 hours by the meal. The Litvish guys would eat for 45 minutes and go upstairs and learn. And the Hasidish guys were sitting there for 2, 3, 4 hours singing all the way through the night. The Litvish guys would laugh. Then the Litvish guys would go to sleep, and the Hasidish guys would learn all night. He told me this himself. That's where he would work in Panovich. V'chein Shabbos Kodesh kulei tefillah, and also Shabbos Kodesh is all tefillah. They say, the Pinka says, that Shabbos Kodesh is one long Shemona Esrei. One long Shemona Esrei. Ki Shabbos Kodesh yom dveikus b'Hashem is the time of connection to Hashem, shezo inin tefillah dveikus b'Hashem. That is the heart of what's going on with tefillah, is a connection. V'chein is kol atzmoisei tamarna Hashem yikamoicha. The concept of Hashem, all of my bones, they say, Hashem, who is like you. Shabbos has everything in it. It is the be'er that has all these aspects. Like he said, Shabbos Kodesh, it's the first of the happenings, of the instances of the Moadim of Kodesh. Olav lehaschal m'shabes kodesh. What does it mean? It's the first thing of the instances of a kodesh. It's not just talking about yom tivs. It's talking about a person himself. A person wants to start becoming a kodesh. The way he starts is he has an opening. Hashem built it into the system. It's Shabbos. V'mishum shabes kodesh m'kor hayanika hayikori shalihudi. That's because Shabbos kodesh is the source of sustenance for a Jew.
So when it says tichilal mikrei kodesh, that this is your portal, your entryway
right
into Kedusha.
Right. There's somebody, it's interesting, we didn't say it over here, and if it'd be a really, really Chassidish Sefer, so of course he would have brought down another Be'er. The other Be'er would be the Tzaddik. Connection to a rebel. There is, I just saw, what's the Lashon? Zeh Hashar L'Hashem Tzaddikim Yivovo. Zeh Hashar L'Hashem Tzaddikim Yivovo. The Shar Hashem is the Tzaddikim. I spoke I made a siman Ramban. I'll tell you a couple weeks ago, and I made it. We sponsored Shalosh Shulis and Shari Tzedek, and so I spoke about tzaddikim the whole time. It's not the place to talk about tzaddikim, really, but they know, who else is going to say it there? By your shul, by everything is okay. So people talk, like it's not so strange. Someone talks about tzaddik, but okay. Uban Chalam Kenyan Kedusha, and in Shabbos is included all the aspects of Kedusha Shenasim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem gave Shiyu Bechinas Be'er Basadeh, so it will be a wellspring, well, Asher Mimena Yash Kol Adam that all sheep can be watered by. Shkoyach, that was great, beautiful piece.
So the Be'er by Moshe.
Yes, so by Miriam. Say first. Say by Miriam.
Okay, yeah, by Miriam. Okay, but by the air by Miriam, you don't have any idea about. There's no discussion of an Evan. There's no discussion of an Evan by Rivka's bear. By Moshe Rabbeinu's the air in Midian, there is discussion of that. So, but I don't know if there's
a connection between the Evan that's on the bear and that's a very interesting concept because. So what I think you bring me around is, do you hear this? We're talking about getting rid of the Eben. Moshe Rabbeinu has a koach to tap the Eben. What's the Lashon we say? A chalamish and halal. A flint stone, the driest of stones, can be the source of water. You can use your Yetzirah as a source of life. If you know how to use your Yetzirah, if you know how to do it, if you know how to tap your Yetzirah, so you can actually draw.
Is that Sasha?
That's what he's saying. That's what he said.
No, I'm just one. I don't know.
That's what he didn't hear him say it. He said it.
Some wells have a stone, some don't. I'm like, what's the difference?
Right. He's using the stone as a source.
Right. Huh. But the only one that has the stone is with Moshe.
Well, Yaakov. And
the only other
one. Oh, the only one.
I'm wondering.
So he had also had a stone, but the stone in the Midbar. Look at the whole Midbar was a Torah experience, so they didn't need a stone. The Bear Miriam.
No, the Bear Miriam didn't have a stone. I'm talking about when he goes and sees the daughters of.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah. So maybe that's before Mount Torah. There was more blockage.
I don't know. It's a good Torah. Okay, I'm going to quote you on that one.
By Rivka is also before Mount Torah. We don't talk about. I mean that.
Right, that's a stone.
Actually,
also.
There was more. No, there was no stone by. In fact, that's a much more communal event. Everyone is.
But with
there
Miriam Taft to Mount Torah.
One second, you're talking about Rivka and Eliezer.
Yeah.
Well, there was no stone.
He's saying there's no stone.
Oh, okay.
And that's much more communal, right? I mean, everybody was there. Everybody was drawing water. And it's actually the ladies that were doing the lessons, right?
Right.
And then?
I don't know, just the different bear, the functions.
Sometimes the bear is just a bear.
There's a pikeach in the mirror of Aliyah Baruch Finkel. Really, such a smiling, happy Jew.
No,
I'm going to have some squirt. So Aliyah Baruch Finkel, he always gave on Parshas Chayesar, he always gave a shidduch, tish. After the meal, he'd like to speak for 3-4 hours to the Torah, and then also filled with jokes, and he said, so, the way he said it was, okay, I don't remember exactly the way he said it, I'll just kill the joke. He says, you see that everybody, see, Yitzchak found the Shidduch, and Yaakov found the Shidduch, and Moshe found the Shidduch. That's why he said, everybody goes to Lakewood. He says, really, Lake would. It's really bad. One of those funny ones is when he talks about how Rivka falls off the camel. He says, what's my father? He says, until Yitzchak was around, all they had was shachris. You heard this one? Right. So,